Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Yellowstone National Park assessed widespread damage Tuesday as the park remained closed amid dangerous floods, eroding roads, ripped apart bridges. Officials are unsure when the park's five entrances will reopen. Bill Berg is the commissioner of Park County, Montana.
We'd like to think the highest of the water is already behind us, but we can't say that for sure just yet. There's still quite a bit of snow up high.
A tentative bipartisan deal to push gun control laws picked up momentum in the Senate on Tuesday after Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, gave his support. Voting should happen before the July 4th holiday recess. Elon Musk is calling on the release of Jeffrey Epstein's client list from the Department of Justice. Quote, the only thing more remarkable than the DOJ not leaking the list is that no one in the media cares. Doesn't that seem odd? End quote. Some have speculated the names on the list are too powerful to be made public. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republican Myra Flores has won a special election in Texas' 34th Congressional District, flipping the House seat red. Flores, who had 51% of the vote, to Democrat candidate Dan Sanchez's 43%. Representative-elect Flores will become the first Mexican-born congresswoman to serve in the House. Her family moved to the United States when she was 6 years old. Cryptocurrencies continue to lose value.
Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies were collapsing in price Monday after a major cryptocurrency lender effectively failed and halted all withdrawals from its platform, citing extreme market conditions. It's the latest high-profile collapse of a pillar of the cryptocurrency industry. These meltdowns have erased tens of billions of dollars of investors' assets and spurred the urgent call to regulate the freewheeling industry. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
For more information, go to usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday unanimously recommended that the agency authorize Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for children and teens aged 6 to 17. The FDA, which generally follows the recommendations of its advisors, is not obligated to do so, but is likely to authorize the kids' Moderna vaccine soon. It should be noted the Moderna vaccine may cause some types of heart inflammation. When President Biden attacked America's energy independence on day one of his administration, everyone that follows politics knew this was going to end in disaster. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, told Newsmax Biden's policy is why the American dollar is suffering as it is. The culprit? Inflation.
It'd be the number one issue that comes up in my town meetings. It would be followed by the gas tax and then followed by the open border. And I think the gas tax increase in this energy policy, this administration, is one of the main reasons we have 8.6% inflation. It's probably half of it. So when you shut down pipelines and you stop drilling and you put regulations on fracking and you tell the banks not to loan money, what would you expect? You we see what you can expect. A $2 or more increase in the price of energy since this president came to town.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got John Guandolo, the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, and the one that the left loves to cancel. I mean, John cannot be, living free and peaceful as he continues to pursue the truth like we do. And they've got him in the crosshairs. They're constantly canceling his voice and his wisdom that he has to share here with America because they know that they don't have the answers. And what answers they do try to present, they're loaded with lies, and it's quite obvious. I mean, just take a look at the recent Sussman case. Now, John is former FBI agent. And, John, first of all, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill, and it is always great to be on with you. I really appreciate it.
Well, John, with your FBI experience and everything, we are supposed to believe that the FBI are just rank knuckleheads after decades of expertise and training, even though there's been some shortfalls in varying degrees. But their instincts are innate. I mean, they are so well-defined. They're constantly working with people and working against people who lie and try to come up with creative ways to do it. But FBI agents especially can see lies, you know, from miles away. And you're going to tell me that the FBI was so duped by somebody as a rank hack as Michael Sussman. Everybody on the Beltway, everybody in the circuit there knew Michael Sussman. They knew who he was, who he represented, and you're going to tell me that they're going to accept his story on whole cloth and kind of go to the court and say, well, we were duped? Really?
I think what this shows is what you and I have actually talked about before is that the federal government and the capability of the federal government to mete out justice is not going to happen. And this is why the war for the soul of America has to be won, and America has to be taken back at the county level across America, not at the federal level. It has to begin at the county level because of the level of corruption, not just in the Department of Justice or the FBI within that, but more broadly across the federal government. It's so corrupt and in all the components of the government. I just think this case just highlights it. I actually was talking with a group of friends this week and, shared with them, if you're still expecting the Department of Justice to save America and to do the right thing, you don't understand how bad the problem is.
Exactly. Now, and if you go to the top, then they're going to exercise all the firepower that they have available to them. Look what they've done to the J6 Patriots. And, they've used every aspect of their corrupt power in order to keep everyday citizens for the most part. Are there some people that did some bad things where they're bad intent? No doubt. We don't know that story totally, but we've seen some evidence that would lead us to believe that we're some, but we're all of them? No, not hardly. And in some cases, the judges, where there have been reasonable judges hearing the case, they've decided, said, look, he was invited in, we're just going to drop the charges altogether. And then in other cases where the judges are D.C. related and very liberal, well, then, you know, they want to throw everything at these people as if it isn't bad enough that they've been held in solitary confinement, been deprived of due process, and their constitutional rights have been absolutely obliterated, John. I mean, this is disgusting. So to your point, the top is very well entrenched, and we're starting to see glimmers. I mean, look what happened with, you know, the mama bears in the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, going after school boards. You've got parents in mass making, you know, wholesale changes in school boards because of what the school system has been doing and how they've been grooming our children, and they're saying no. And then here recently, I think it was in Los Angeles, I just read about this yesterday, John, which I thought was quite interesting, was there was an election in L.A. of all places, right? And the guy who won, they found that he cheated. And they discovered, and the judge made the right decision and gave the election to the guy who originally came in second place because the guy cheated, and there were at least four votes that they could qualify. It was so close, but yet there was something done there, and this was done within a matter of weeks, not years like we're going through right now, where there was voter fraud that had taken place. But to your point, see, at a federal level, it's so cumbersome and so bureaucratically complex that it's near impossible to get to the bottom of this. I mean, you know, whether we're talking Sussman and Hillary Clinton, all that she did, and even before Hillary Clinton, when she destroyed evidence, John, she's still been able to get away with this stuff. And, you know, she just, again, tells the tale to everybody who's willing to see that there is a multi-level justice system that doesn't include the likes of you and me.
Well, that's right. And I think what has been the difficulty for Americans, and I would just hopefully put this into perspective again, as you and I have spoken on this show, that what is happening right now is intentional. These are not a bunch of weird things going on. This isn't the result of just incompetent or dumb people. These are people that hold authority in the federal government who are intentionally working to bring down the republic. And when you have a president of the United States, a vice president, national security advisor, and key cabinet members who are opening the borders to intentionally allow criminals and terrorists and others to unlawfully enter the United States, pay them, and transport them to the interior of the United States, this is traitorous behavior.
Exactly.
And criminal behavior on the light end. When you have a group of people in leadership who think it's okay to kill babies, not only in the womb, but after they're born. When you have a group of people who are intentionally letting criminals out of prison and not arresting people for crimes that they're committing. When you have the leader of the FBI, James Comey, who, by the way, admitted publicly in a New York Magazine article that he was a communist, intentionally lying on a FISA application, along with the deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and Peter Strzok in the counterintelligence division, intentionally lying to electronically surveil the President of the United States. When you have people giving billions of dollars intentionally to adversaries of the United States, like Iran, directly involved with these people are directly involved with communist China, both directly overseas and supporting organizations like Black Lives Matter, who are working directly with communist Chinese in the United States. These are not accidental things when they're actually committing economic warfare against the United States, doing things by directly screwing with and intentionally subverting the supply chain so America doesn't have food. When they do you can just line all these things out that they're doing.
Exactly.
And we can't figure out why we can't get justice in the courts. I mean, this is where we are right now. And this only gets solved at the local level, at the county level. That's why understanding the threat does what we do. Training communities how to identify actors in this hostile operation and flushing them out of the community.
Exactly. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is pleased to announce that our Dari language radio broadcast, Window of Love, will now also be available in the Pashto language in Afghanistan starting this month, June 2022. The program has the potential to reach over 9 million listeners in Afghanistan alone, not to mention the Pashtun people in neighboring countries. Evangelically, the Pashtun people are considered a frontier unreached people group, which means that less than 1% are Christians, and essentially they have no chance of hearing the gospel from people within their own community. This is why radio is such an important tool to carry the gospel into their communities, and we're eager to see what God will do through this new broadcast. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan and the surrounding countries whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. John Guandolo continues with us. John is a U.S. Naval Academy graduate. He served as an infantry reconnaissance officer in the United States Marine Corps. He's a combat veteran, served as a special agent in the FBI from 1996 to 2008, was recruited out of the FBI by the Department of Defense to conduct strategic analysis of the Islamic threat. He's the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. Off-air, John and I were talking because the idea of these recent gun shootings seems to be, quite
on one hand, odd. And some people have suggested that, you know, asked me, said, Bill, do you think this has been manufactured? And, you know, and John had the right idea of what's going on, and it's consistent with what we've been saying, you know, all along here. And that is that America, in turning its back on God, has opened the door to evil. And there's no wonder that evil is making hay while the sun shines, so to speak, and is having a way with a generation that has turned its back on God and said, no, we don't want life, we want death. We'll take death. We'll take death in the form of convenience, so we'll abort 63 million plus babies. And that's just in the United States what's happened. It's not the world, okay? That's just in the United States. And we're not even counting what another analyst reported here 2 weeks ago, that 40% of the abortions today are done by mail order, which is through the abortifacient pill. Okay, and we're not even counting those, John. So, you know, we're off the charts here in terms of abortion, how our children have been groomed. It was also reported that that Ramos in Texas, that he was addicted to video games, and they weren't really nice video games. They were video games that involved death and destruction. So our kids have been groomed in the recent decades, and with death. And here you've got Satan having his way, and I will say, Satan, for those people who are spiritually aware, you understand that we live in evil times. And we were told in advance that these times would come about, and they're here before us. So it's going to be up to people of faith. If we're going to recapture this country, if it's God's will that we do, then we need to rise up and be strategic. And this is where John and understanding the threat comes into play here. Because you just don't go off and, you know, willy-nilly go and attack the enemy without any kind of strategy, do you, John?
No, and I think your points are very valid. I think when you, you know, you have an adversary, the adversaries of liberty who have joined forces to bring down the republic. And remember, our law and government rests on the founding principles as articulated in the Declaration of Independence, the law of nature and the law of nature's God, legally defined at the time of the founding as the will of God, as he reveals himself in creation, natural law, and Holy Scripture. And that we're not supposed to legislate any laws that violate those two. And when you operate like that, you produce a society that is free, which obviously leads to creativity and prosperity. And when you tear that down, which the adversaries, that's why they target our foundation, you get this assault on God, on love thy neighbor, love God, and you replace it, as you said, with destructive belief patterns, that it's okay to lie, it's okay to rape, it's okay to kill babies, and then we wonder why somebody will walk into a school and start shooting people. Mm-hmm. You can't have a society that's completely in chaos and then expect these things not to happen. And exactly. So it is. That's why understanding the threat at the local level trains communities how to identify those participating in this really the corruption of our system and how to flesh them out and how to reestablish a Republican form of government at the local level and what that actually means.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, it starts, to your point, with morality. Adams, the former president, made it clear, said that our Constitution was designed for a people of a moral conscience and behavior. And look where we are today. We've abandoned morality. We've abandoned truth. We knew that as soon as this modernistic idea of, well, you know, truth is relative, you know, that's your truth, my truth, you know, let's all get along. Well, that's a big lie from the pit of hell to get us off the fact that there is absolute truth. It does exist, and that comes only from God. It doesn't come from man. Because look at the perversion of what people say. I mean, you got Joe Biden, the president of the United States, espousing what he believes is the truth. And I say that because look at the fruit of his choices and his policies. I mean, it's clear. And And it's a challenge, even for the church that he says he belongs to, the Catholic Church. You know, Nancy Pelosi's Archbishop in San Francisco says, "Look, you believe in abortion. We can't serve you communion." See, this is a moral imperative. But yet, the D.C. Archbishop says, "No big whoop, come here, we'll serve you communion." Well, let me tell you, within the Catholic Church, there is a huge crisis taking place. Not to mention the fact that George Barna reported that the Catholic Church, when it comes to holding to a biblical worldview, those solid, foundational, first principles that you and I have talked about repeatedly, John, they've abandoned those. They, on the spectrum of all these denominations, they are the lowest in terms of holding to a biblical worldview and godly truth. I mean, that is quite shocking. And I got to imagine for any priest that may be hearing this, you know, this has caused, they're going to do one of two things. Either they're going to hear the truth and the admonition of this study and do something about it, or they're going to refute it and continue to deny it and injure its followers. Because just like what you were saying earlier, our government is an example. Our president is an example. Our leaders are an example. The institutions are an example to the next generation. And right now, with rank corruption running throughout, your point is well taken, John. The battle needs to be done where we have a better opportunity to be victorious, and that's at the local level, right?
Yes. And let me make a comment, because I think you bring up some great points. And I'll start with a comment about the Catholic Church, because when we use that phrase, the Catholic Church, I think, like all churches, what we're seeing, I mean, you've got non-denominational Protestant churches that say it's okay to abort babies. It's okay to marry homosexual people. You can be a pastor and be homosexual and promote that lifestyle. The number of scandals inside the Protestant church, for instance, sexual scandals, are at the same level as they are in the Catholic Church. The difference is the Catholic Church, because of its size and scope, is more easily identifiable. So what you have, and this actually fits with my experience of going around the country and working with Protestant, evangelical, Catholic leaders, is that the number of pastors, priests that understand and are willing to speak the truth, the percentage is generally the same in each, and it's a small percentage. And it comes down to people willing to be courageous and speak truth, not only about the faith and about the truth of Jesus and what he taught, but also in doing something about it. And that's the part that is difficult. And when you're talking about really changing this country and taking us back, putting us back on a path of being liberty-minded, defending natural rights, defending individual liberty, self-government, limited government, a free market economy, the things that make America, give Americans the best ability to be the best humans they can be and thrive, which is the point of the church, then it begins at the local level, and it always has. And that's why understanding the threat is such a great resource.
Without a doubt, John, remind them where they can go, because, we've got to give the people the power and a fair chance to win here to take this country back. We got 10 seconds. Go ahead. Direct them where they need to go.
Go to understandingthethreat.com, hit our contact page, and...
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Yellowstone National Park assessed widespread damage Tuesday as the park remained closed amid dangerous floods, eroding roads, ripped apart bridges. Officials are unsure when the park's five entrances will reopen. Bill Berg is the commissioner of Park County, Montana.
We'd like to think the highest of the water is already behind us, but we can't say that for sure just yet. There's still quite a bit of snow up high.
A tentative bipartisan deal to push gun control laws picked up momentum in the Senate on Tuesday after Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, gave his support. Voting should happen before the July 4th holiday recess. Elon Musk is calling on the release of Jeffrey Epstein's client list from the Department of Justice. Quote, the only thing more remarkable than the DOJ not leaking the list is that no one in the media cares. Doesn't that seem odd? End quote. Some have speculated the names on the list are too powerful to be made public. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, it's BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Mark Matthews joining us now. He's the Vice President of Research and Development and Industry Analysis for the National Retail Federation. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. My pleasure.
Well, we want to talk about inflation. I mean, our government seems to be confused about inflation, what's causing it. But everyday people on the streets are feeling the pain of inflation that seems to not be going away. And you got even now the Bank of America executive saying that, we are, if we're not in an official recession, we're pretty much about as near as you can be, right?
You know, it's pretty scary. On Friday, the BLS announced that the consumer price index hit 8.6%, which is the highest it's been in the last 40 years. And just this morning, we saw the PPI index, which measures wholesale prices, hit 10.8%, and that's near record levels. So, you know, it's a real problem. And, you know, our research shows that 58% of Americans right now are either dipping into savings or going into debt to pay for higher prices. And, you know, it's much worse for lower income households. 71% of those households are using savings or debt to finance higher prices. And when the Fed starts raising rates, the cost of that debt is going to get much higher. So it's a real problem that we all need to address.
Mark, how much longer can we tolerate this? I mean, this is really devastating, you know, the American people, and especially those at the lower level. I mean, I was reading a report the other day said that in Biden's America, you've got to be making $300,000 a year to survive. I mean, that's a huge number. And you're probably talking, you know, maybe the top 5% of America is in that category. So up to 95% of America is extremely vulnerable right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right on the money. The fact of the matter is that, you know, higher income households were able to save a lot during the pandemic and have seen their wages rise, you know, almost, you know, in line with inflation. So they're continuing to spend. It's that the people at the lower end that are really, really struggling. And, you know, as I said, you know, the Fed's going to be doing their thing. That's going to take a while for it to come into effect, and it's probably going to put more pressure on these lower-income households. So what we'd love the government to do is do some simple things quickly to alleviate some of the pressure on these lower-income households. And, you know, foremost among those is remove the tariff tax. You know, studies show that removing tariff taxes will save households around $1,200 a year. And that's so important because those consumers are really starting to struggle.
Yeah, exactly. What other transactional things can the government possibly do? You know, some people have said, look, it's all about energy. If the president would, you know, lift these regulations, reopen the XL pipeline, but even those measures would be short term. I mean, there's a philosophy that needs to be altered. When this president came in, he wanted to kill fossil fuels. Well, that's a death nail to the energy sector. And we're, you know, if in fact we are to go fully green, if that's you know, the final analysis and push that we do go through, I mean, we've already invested decades to get us to this point. I mean, we've got decades of pain ahead. This is not going to happen overnight to be, you know, totally converted, are we?
Yeah, I mean, there are limited things that the government can do, because frankly, it's not just us, right? You know, you have what's going on in Ukraine, and actually in the EU, inflation is rising faster than it is here. And remember that we operate in a global market, so even if we're energy self-sufficient, everyone is competing for, you know, that oil, that gas. And therefore, prices are going to be high no matter what. So, you know, you're limited there in terms of what you can do, but there are some simple things that you can do at home. Like I mentioned, tariff taxes. You know, the House just, you know, approved a bill last night, and it'll be on President Biden's desk this week, and that's the Ocean Shipping Reform Act. And that will hopefully bring down some of the cost of shipping goods, which, you know, rose, you know, in some cases as much as 1,000% over the pandemic. And that's adding to the inflation. You know, we'd love to, you know, see the government also, you know, get engaged in a little bit of an immigration reform. You know, right now we have, you know, almost 2 jobs available per unemployed person in America. There's huge demand for jobs, which is driving wages up and creating a wage price spiral. So, you know, the government needs to help companies and make it less burdensome, you know, in terms of enforcement requirements for workers, and make it easier to find people to fill these jobs.
It seems like we're looking at a very heavy lift by this government that has not demonstrated competence, whether we're dealing with COVID, you know, with infrastructure, inflation, you know, just, you know, pick one. You know, I wish there was some sense of confidence that I could have and that our audience could have here, Mark, to think that they would listen to experts like yourself that are offering practical advice, because, I mean, this is something, you know, we're also looking, even though we've got some reform here in terms of ocean shipping reform, we still have a supply chain crisis taking place. And as we look at it, you know, on the horizon, we're talking severe food shortage here that we have to look forward to. Now, if this happens, I mean, it's severe here in America. I mean, this is unusual for us to go into markets and see empty shelves. I mean, third world countries are kind of used to seeing it. For us, it's a big shock. I mean, just dealing with even baby formula and, you know, go on and on, things that are missing from the shelves that we've taken for granted. And this is America. Well, you know, what we saw happen during COVID is that America was, you know, we went through our level of pain, but as you said, the global relationship that we have with other countries, these other countries that are, you know, that deal with poverty at a whole nother level, I mean, they were impacted even that much more dramatically than what we were here in America, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right there. And, you know, the Ukraine situation is exacerbating all this.
Exactly.
You know, between Ukraine and Russia, you know, not only are you talking about a lot of oil, but you're also talking about the breadbasket of Europe. And again, you know, these are global commodities, right? So when you have a lot of different countries competing for a limited amount of global commodities, the prices rise, and that's what we're seeing across the board. So it is a big problem. And, you know, it's hard to find solutions, but, you know, there are some simple things that the government can do, like I said, and hopefully they will have the foresight to act, because when we talk to consumers, the consumers don't want to hear talk. You know, the consumers right. want to hear solutions. You know, they want action, because they're being squeezed.
Yeah. Well, it almost seems, Mark, we're talking with Mark Matthews, National Retail Federation Vice President of Research Development Industry Analysis. It would almost seem from the purview of We the People is that the agenda that would serve We the People is different than what's serving this administration, which I know it sounds a bit cynical, but when you look at the results, there seems to be a mismatch here. There's an incompatibility for some reason. Am I missing something here?
Well, you know, it seems like, you know, we'd rather blame inflation on you know, Putin than focus on sensible solutions. And that's not helpful, right? You know, we need to make sure that, that, you know, we are less worried about the blame game, less worried about politics, and more worried about creating solutions for U.S. consumers who are struggling.
Exactly. Well, we've been talking with Mark Matthews, National Retail Federation Vice President of Research and Development Industry Analysis. They're calling on Congress and the Biden administration to lower inflation to provide relief to U.S. businesses, workers, and consumers. They recently sent a letter to the president asking the administration to lower or eliminate tariffs on everyday products to help provide consumers with an immediate reprieve from higher prices. Mark, thank you so much for fighting on behalf of We the People. And, you know, coming on the show and explaining what's going on and offering some, I believe, very practical, you know, transactional, you know, counsel here and solutions to the problem that Americans are facing every day right now.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And you ready? We've got some fun time ahead of us because Lionsgate Home Entertainment has announced that Family Camp is going to come to DVD, digital, and video on demand on June the 28th. And here to tell us all about it is Tommy Woodard and Eddie James. We're talking the one and only Skit Guys that are here. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, Tommy, first, let me go to you, Family Camp. Tell us about it. I mean, this is such a great, fun family movie.
Oh, man, thanks. We love it. We're super proud of it. You know, we have had a dream of making a movie for all of our friendship, and we were able to make one that we think hits everybody in the family, and there is as many laughs as there is inspiration in it.
Eddie, whoever wrote this, they're demented. I mean, I say demented in a way, it's funny. I mean, the lines that come up, I mean, are you kidding me? The intergalactic chiropractor?
I know, right? I know. Yes, I'm with you. Yeah. I am in my car and my alarm is just going off here. Talk about demented. Like a demon has just entered my car fob. It is, I don't know, it is like going off and I can't stop it. It is so crazy. It's like my car is trying to lock itself. Like it is possessed. Tommy, take that question.
I was going to say, Tommy, maybe we need to pray for, you know, for Eddie and his car, that it would be healed and that the demon possession would let go so he doesn't take him to some cliff or something.
Oh, no doubt. Listen, Bill, you talk about demented. Like, here's the thing. We take God very seriously. We love the church. We believe in the church. So there's no making fun of that. But we just figured out these ways to be creative with the characters, to shine a little bit of a spotlight on ourselves in a funny way. And, man, it's kudos to Brian Cates, who was the writer and director, and Renee Gutteridge, who's our lead writer. They just knocked it out of the park.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that, I mean, how many families have heard about church camp? I mean, every family, if you've gone to church, one of the things you got to do is you got to do church camp. So that's a great premise, right?
Yeah. We felt like it was a premise that people could relate to. Eddie and I both, we say we're pastors more than pranksters. One of the things that I've said for years is if we could get the entire church to at least go to a week of camp or a mission trip every year, it would change how the church looks. And so everybody's been to church camp. You've had the food. You've had the lumpy beds, you know. So the location is just great fodder for comedy.
Well, again, the lines, Eddie, I love the line. You know, we're not monsters, okay, even though we do make sugar-free, organic, vegan, non-dairy marshmallows.
Yeah.
What? That is a hoot. What a great line.
Yeah, we really do believe if humor breaks down walls for truth to enter, if you can make people laugh, you can get them to listen to you, you just have to have something good to say. And Tommy and I, since we were in high school, we've always just tried to spread the good news, the gospel, and we really do. We try to do it in a funny way, never to insult the congregation, the church. We do pick out funny things that we do as believers from time to time and bring those to light. But yeah, we are all about the church and just trying to figure out how to make them laugh,
exactly.
Because it's really hard. There's not a lot of movies. There's not a lot of comedies that you can go to and bring your kids, and your back isn't going to stiffen up and sweat, because you're going to wonder what's going to be said. So we really worked hard on that, to just try to make a great comedy that, whether you're 8 to 80, you can laugh.
Exactly. And Tommy, the thing is about church folk is that we can laugh. I mean, you've got a segment of society right now that's so frustrated because they're not talking to somebody. There's no relationship. They're not very funny. I mean, even comedians don't even want to go to college campuses, for example, because the people there, they're so uptight. They're not even funny. I mean, they don't even know how to be funny or even, to laugh. And how sad and pathetic. And, this movie that you guys are involved here in Family Camp is so refreshing. Like Eddie said, anybody from 8 to 80 is just going to bust a gut over this thing.
Oh, thank you. We believe that's true. I mean, the simple truth is, laughter is good medicine. And it is a dose that we need so bad right now. I mean, after the past, fill in however many number of years you want to count, at least 2 years, we've been cooped up. We have divided ourselves. And it's almost like many of us have lost our sense of humor. And, this movie, we were done filming it 2 years ago, but we really believe in God's perfect timing. He brought it out in that time to be able to be good medicine for folks right now, because we all desperately need it.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with the Skit Guys, Tommy Woodward and Eddie James. Lion Gates Home Entertainment has announced that Family Camp, which they're a big part of, will come to DVD, digital, and video on demand on June the 28th. It is a must-see. If you didn't get a chance to see it on the big screen, here's a great time to get the family together, get the neighborhood together. Everybody's going to start laughing. You'll have fun again, and that's a good thing, right?
Amen. Yes, we really believe in the family in that way.
Right. Well, and the thing is about church stuff, sometimes we can take ourselves, too seriously. And, and I think there's a time and place. I mean, one of the wisest men, if not the wisest man ever, outside of Jesus to walk the earth as God determined it to be, Solomon said, besides there being nothing new under the sun, is that, life can be so overly serious that it's like vanity. It's like chasing the wind. So it's okay to pause a moment and be able to laugh at yourself. Like I appreciate the other line: when God closes a door, He opens a Chick-fil-A. I mean, who else is going to say that?
Yeah, my wife says stuff like that, and I just have to listen, have a pen and paper ready to go when she says it, and write it down, and then stick it in the movie. So, Tommy, go ahead. What?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Tommy and I, we do live shows all across the country for churches, and one of the greatest joys we get is when we stand in that line, people want to talk and take pictures and that kind of stuff. The joy is when a dad is waiting in that line with their kids, and we get the pictures, and they lean in, and they're a little teary-eyed, and they just say, hey, thanks for creating a moment for us. Thanks for allowing me to take my kids somewhere, and I get to turn to the left and right and watch them laugh. And he goes, they're laughing at things, I'm laughing at things, and I'm jealous of that. I'm the one up there on stage performing. I want those moments. I want to sit in the stands and have my kids with me, and we all laugh. We're bringing up God's stuff. We're showing them the Bible, and we're doing it in a creative way to where families can just laugh and have a good time and let their walls down.
Yeah, Eddie, isn't that cool to be able to do that? I mean, here you are. You see yourself as pastors, and but you're not your typical pastor. You know, you're bringing, you know, to the, if I might say, the stage as opposed to the pulpit, but you're bringing to the stage real life and bringing practicality to the Word of God and how it ties in, and that, you know, some people see God as some sort of cosmic killjoy, but, you know, I think God has a sense of humor, and I think in certain degrees, like, for example, the series of Chosen. I've talked to Dallas Jenkins before, and I said, you know what I appreciate is that you gave Jesus a sense of humor. I love that, because I think that sometimes, you know, people's perception of our spirituality and our relationship with God is so uptight. I think that they're going to be shocked when they get to heaven and people are actually laughing and having a good time, huh?
Amen. Amen. We really call ourselves pastors more than pranksters, and we take the Bible very seriously. We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we take Scripture so seriously. And, you know, we're really doing what we did in high school in youth group, you know, going into a Sunday school room, hearing what our youth minister is going to be preaching on, and we'd open the Word of God, and we'd look at that story, and then our brains go, okay, what if we did this? What if we did this? What if we did this? And we're still those kids reading God's Word and trying to bring Scripture to life. Hopefully the only difference is we're more theologically sound than we were back in high school. You know, we put Noah's Ark and King David together. So, you know, it was a real mess back then. But, yeah, we're still those kids trying to, you know, in our adult life, trying to bring the Bible to life so people that may not even step in a church may go, is that the way it was said? Is that the way it was theologically done? I get it now. Love that. We love that.
Exactly. So are you telling me that that you two had got kicked out of many Sunday school classes? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I would say we were gently chided. That would be it. Listen, when we started doing this live shows in the 80s, and nobody laughed in church, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, we're giving everything we got. We know it's funny, you know, and after
yes.
it was over, you know, people would shake our hands and say, man, that was really funny. And we learned, they were brought up that you can't laugh in the sanctuary, you know.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
and what a sad history, you know, that we had a time and a place where we thought it wasn't okay to laugh, you know. And fortunately,
exactly.
you know, either we figured it out or God changed his mind in the 90s and you could start laughing in church. But it's fun to be in a place now where we can laugh, take ourselves a little mm-hmm. less serious, but take God serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was raised Catholic, and if you laughed, you thought for sure the nuns told you the floor was going to open up and swallow you up. You know, so. but I'll tell you, after Mass, I got stories to share with you guys later on. Let me tell you, it's unbelievable.
Awesome.
Hey, we got the Skit guys, Tommy Woodward and Woodard, I should say, Woodward and Eddie James with us, and talking about Family Camp. Guys, congratulations on the movie, and of course. Coming to DVD digital and video on demand on June the 28th, and we can hardly wait. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun times for families to get together and laugh again. Tommy and Eddie, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.